Well, you know, it wasn't perfect, but there was definitely, you know, some good things we did tonight as an offensive unit. And then there were some things, you know, like always, that need to be cleaned up. You know, there was a third down that I threw a ball in the dirt that should have probably been a completion. And, you know, then the drive's still going. So there's always room to improve. But, you know, the pluses out of tonight, I thought the offensive line played lights out. You know, I didn't get a hand, you know, put on me one time in the first half. You know, the receivers made plays. Darrell Robinson had a huge game. You know, it was a lot of fun, you know, reconnecting with him on the field. Obviously, you know, we had, you know, quite a few completions in our career at ASU together. And then the running backs, you know, Jeremiah Johnson, for example, you know, he hasn't practiced now in a few weeks, and he came in and, you know, played great. Jacob Hester, you know, the whole crew did. So it was definitely a team effort tonight.
Do you wish there was some sort of outlet for you to just play some more football? Get that flow going, you actually have a pretty good game?
Yeah, you know, obviously, as a football player, a quarterback, a competitor, I always want to play. You know, it's hard sitting back and watching someone else, but, you know, at least that someone else is, you know, probably a first ballot Hall of Famer, you know, so it makes it a little bit easier. But this preseason was great. You know, I think from the first game to this game, you know, I grew tremendously. I learned things week in and week out, and I got better this preseason. And, you know, that's the most important thing to me. And now, you know, shoot, it's Peyton's turn to go out there and lead us. You know, Jarrell's always coming up. Hey, if you need someone to throw to, I'll be open. Don't worry about it. But that goes back to when I was a freshman in college. But the thing with Jarrell, I can trust him. You know, I know he's going to make the catch. I know he's going to get open. He's going to make that tough catch. I can't tell you how many times in college, you know, I threw him a tough ball and he got hit, you know, as he was bringing it in, and he always came down with it. So Jarrell's a big-time player, and I hope the best for him. You know, unfortunately, I don't get to make that decision, but hopefully, you know, Coach Fox likes what he saw, and, you know, obviously I'd like to keep him around, but, you know, that's not my decision to make.
A backup quarterback has to fill in for a quarter and a half, maybe two quarters a game, maybe two games in a season. You looking back, could you have done it last year, and you feel more confident that you would be able to hold water, so to speak, this year?
Yeah, you know, I believe that last year I would have been just fine. You know, the package we would have ran probably would have been a lot smaller. This year I'm way more comfortable with the total package, if you will. You know, I understand our protections. I understand what we're trying to do in the run games. I understand our checks now. Where last year, you know, I only knew that on a small scale. So without question, I'm way more comfortable this year than I was last year. And if my number gets called, hopefully I can step in and the team won't skip a beat. Excuse me? You know, yes and no. You know, we kind of went in with a pretty basic game plan. There wasn't a lot of checks, you know, in the game plan tonight. Last week there was more. The week before there was more. But tonight, you know, we Coach Gase and the rest of the offensive staff put together a great plan, so there wasn't a lot of checking at the line of scrimmage. I guess I'm a little bit confused.
Is it harder to dial once you've opened up a full playbook to have to dial it back when you see something? Oh, you check for this?
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, without question. I mean, obviously, if you have your choice, you know, if you're building the house and you get four tools or you get 25 tools, you're probably going to want the 25 tools. Without question, now, with me being comfortable with the full offense, you know, I think we're able to do more things on the field and, you know, presents a bigger challenge for defenses. You know, that was just a decision that the coaching staff made, you know, partway through camp. We decided to, you know, with the second and the third group, to get back in the huddle and just slow things down a little bit. I'm not really sure where that decision came from, but, you know, that's what the coaches wanted to do, so that's what we did tonight.
Anything else for Brock?
All right, thank you, guys.
Thank you.